I wanted to get you to do something that I think we ought to do, because I think it has a very bad effect not only on your people, but on my people and party, and I think it is not credible, and I think it's slanderous, and I think it's malicious and deliberate. I think that you ought to write Kay Graham a letter, and take it over and show it to her and discuss it with her, ask her, tell her. Kay Graham.
Yes?
Tell her that you want to meet with Mr. Bradley and Mr. Wiggins so you can give them the truth. And
yeah.
I think you ought to say that, get your diary if you have one. If not, my girl will give it to you. Say you're not bragging, but that you've never had a relationship with any president. That was as open and as free and as understanding as this one. That you never made a recommendation to this president he didn't carry out. That you saw him so many times this year, and you would guess that two-thirds of the time it was at his instance and not yours. That after he got out of the hospital, the first thing he did was send for you. He told you to bring anybody you wanted to bring, to make up your own group, stay as long as you wanted to. That you hadn't requested him to see him, that every time you'd request him, the appointment secretary usually tell you, come right on over. That had been about as prompt as you'd ever had with anybody, including your own executive assistant. And that you did bring your people, that you stayed an hour and a half, whatever it was. We took up every single problem, from taxes to economy to unemployment to poverty to education to democratic elections to cooperation, and there wasn't a single difference. We agreed on everything and agreed that we'd be very close, and all the staff has been so instructed. And this cannot be anything except a deliberate and malicious slander, and you think it's all right if they want to do that, but you think they ought to know that this has no basis in fact, and here's a letter, and you'd like to publish it. I don't think that every Democratic committeeman and every Democratic legislator and every Democratic governor ought to feel that the president of the AFL-CIO, or as that matter, any other... any president of any union can't see the president whenever he wants to see him. Now, they've played up that I won't see the governors. And I just took my diary yesterday. I've had 689 conversations with governors since I became president. I've had four meetings with them this year. Four separate. And the year's not over. And no president ever saw them before in this quantity. Never invited them, never called them. Hell, when Kennedy's president, he sent me to Hawaii to see him. And, but that is an attack, and I don't think we ought to just sit silent, and I think since it says that you asked for it and you were refused it...
Well, now, would you advise that I write a letter and make it public?
I sure would. I'd deliver it to Kay Graham, because she's the publisher of the paper. She runs the story. She's responsible. The fact is that Mr. Johnson has not consented to see George Meany, president of AFL, despite Meany's efforts ever since the November 8 election.
Yes, I know. That was a dirty story by this fellow, Roland Evans.
Now, have you ever insisted on seeing me?
Never had to, for God's sake. That's nonsense.
Had you even asked to see me since Marvin said he didn't think you'd even ask since November 8th?
No, you were in the hospital and I was out of the country for 2 weeks.
Well, I would tell him that. I'd tell him you're out by my appointment representing the United States government. And that when you came back, the president got out of the hospital and called you and asked you on his own initiative. You didn't even know what it was about.
That's right.
To bring anybody you wanted to.
Yep.
And you brought three or four people. I think you ought to write a letter, get Wayne and B. Miller and whoever else it was with you. And you ought to write that letter to Kay Graham and just say, I don't want to be a complainer, but I see these stories every day, and I see a good many that pertain to me that are not exactly accurate. But in this case, where it slanders the labor movement and where it says the president won't see me, and it implies that I'm impotent, and it implies the president is arrogant and not interested in labor, and we never had a finer record in the 89th Congress, although we didn't get everything we wanted. We got everything that Johnson committed to us he stood for, and to have it said that he won't see me.
Yeah. I'll get busy right away.
And you insist that she just set up an appointment. If it's this week, all right. If it's not next week, you deliver her the letter and then tell her you want it published. And as soon as she publishes it, then you call a little press meeting and release it yourself so it'll go to every state in the union. I don't want Hank Brown thinking, every carpenter and plumber down here, that you call up and crawl on your belly and I won't even see you. Now, I see the Ruthers. I see the suffrages. I see any damn man that represents the labor union wants to see me sees me, period.
Okay, do it right away.
Thank you.
Yes, please.